Yevamos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ketzad Poishtras Tzoros Sayin. How did the Tzoros get potered? Hoysa Bito, if his daughter, O Achas Mikol HaArayis HaElu Nesu'a LaOchiv, or one of these other Arayis were married to his brother, V'lo Isha Cheres, and he has another wife, V'meis, and then his brother dies, Kishem Shebito Ptura, just like his daughter Paters, the brother, from Yibum and Chalitza, Kach Tzorosa Ptura. So too, the Tzoro also Paters. Holcha Tzoros Bito, V'niseis LaOchiv HaSheni. If the Tzara of the Bito, her counterpart that was married to his brother, if she went, V'niseis LaOchiv HaSheni, she went and married his second brother, brother through the father, like we've explained, V'lo Isha Acheres, and now the second brother also has another wife, V'meis, and now the brother dies, K'shem Shetzaros Bito Ptura, just like the counterpart of his daughter was Potter, Kach Tzaros Tzarosa Ptura, Afilu Hein Mea. So too, the counterpart's counterpart, from the second brother, is also Potter, even if there are 100, meaning 100 brothers, and each brother has multiple wives, and the first Tzara keeps marrying brother after brother, each wife that's associated to each Tzara, they all become Aser. And it's not just the original Tzara, but even if the Tzara's Tzara, meaning the second counterpart, went and married a different brother, that also Asers all the Tzaras. Ketzad emesu tzarosein mutaros, and how do you have a case where if the one that's aser midaraisa for him to marry dies, the tzaros become mutar? Haisa bito, if his daughter o achas mikol araisa elin nesua laochiv, or one of the araisas married to his brother, velo isha charesin, he had another wife, mesa bito niskarsha, and the daughter died, or he divorced his daughter, vacha kach mes ochiv, and now his brother dies, tzarosim mutaros. He has a mutar vibum to this tzara, because she's no longer really a tzara to the other wife, because that other wife is now divorced or she's not alive. In any case where the girl could have done miyun and she decided not to, she's still a ketana, and now his brother dies, like the Rav explains, and her marriage was only midrabanan, and the zika and the connection to the yibum that you had with her, it's only midrabanan, it doesn't pater her tzara, because your brother was really never married to her. And one would think that you can then go and marry the tzara. However, the Mishnah tells us, tzarasa choletzas v'lo misya bemes. You still shouldn't do yibum, you should only do chalitza, because it still appears, it looks like a tzaras erva, even though it wasn't really a tzaras erva, because midaraisa really wasn't married to, let's say, your daughter. But since she was married midarabanan, we don't allow you to do yibum, you should just do chalitza.